Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Beck. Welcome to Fit and Full of It.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
We did that at the same time.
When people ask me what I do, if I say straight up, I'm an influencer, they automatically have like a connotation. So what's your reason behind working out? It's to feel good?
100%. God damn, girl, you were amazing.
Not caring, windows down, music on.
Cleaning my house. And I just play my playlist and I start going for it. I've definitely seen my neighbours looking in one time and they're like, what is she doing? But I'm like, I'm enjoying cleaning, get over it.
I think I have a bitch face. No one talks to me. Whenever I'm in Maya or David Jones, I'm like, do I smell? Because no one's actually talking to me.
Just sitting there getting this facial and she goes, so what's your skin routine at the moment? And I'm like, oh, here we go. This bitch is an idiot. Like, okay.
Hello.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm good.
You are?
Yeah. I feel like it's Black Friday week and it's just been a very busy end of year. Like the end of year is just a time where it's hectic and it's almost like the social obligations are so high.
Oh my God, tell me about it.
It's fucking with my life.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. I feel like both of our lives are quite busy already, but then combine that with putting more things in Christmas and like they're the best time of year.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking hard.
But I do it to myself. I'm not very organized when it comes to my social life, like whatsoever. Mm. So my birthday is on the 19th of December, which is like the week before Christmas. And I've like pre-planned to like get everyone to RSVP because everyone always has plans in December. So I was like, okay, I'll get everyone to save the date for the 10th of December and I'll just book something later. And then it's literally now that like it's towards the end of November now. Haven't booked anything.
Do you think any?
No, I'm trying to. But do you think anywhere has space?
Oh no.
No.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah, that's not great.
No, it's not ideal. But what's happening with you? Give me an update.
Yeah, very exciting. Going to Melbourne next week. So I'm going down for a wedding, and I cannot wait. I just can't wait for a wedding, and also to have a few days off work.
Yes. Yeah. It's about time.
Although in saying that, literally, I think every minute of my time down in Melbourne is booked out at this point because I told like three people that I was going down, bang, bang, bang. There we go. So now I'm completely booked out the whole time. So is it a holiday if you're always doing something?
Yeah, no. Probably not. But like, yeah, your social battery will be full, but at least you don't have to think about like obligations. You know what I mean? Like you can just kind of do whatever you want.
Exactly. Switch you off.
So we're actually getting in trouble, guys, because we're making these intros so long because me and Alex never get to see each other and we just come in and we like talk for so long. We're going to try and make it quicker for you so we can get into today's episode. Mm-hmm. But I just have a really funny story that I need to share and it just like flashed in my mind and it was this morning. So if you follow me on Instagram, you know I go to Strong Pilates. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a reformer Pilates and I was wearing a crop top and like tights, but like, so when I was lying on the reformer, which is like leather, right? Mm. I was doing sit-ups and my bare back was touching the leather and like the air was getting trapped. So every time I did a sit-up, it was like, and there was no time to like tell the person next to me, like, that's not me farting. That's just my back. Like, what do you do?
How do you even tell somebody that? That's so awkward.
But it was so bad and it kept happening. I'm like, this person is going to think that I'm like the most flatulent human being. Because like, you know, yoga, Pilates is like you're holding in a fart. But this was like me letting it rip. But it wasn't. It was me just with like my skin touching. So if you're listening, maybe the person in the class is listening now. But if you are, wasn't farting. But yeah, that was good start to the morning. On that note, let's get into today's episode.
Let's do it.
All right. So today we've got relationships, red flags, and icks.
Icks. Oh my God, yes.
I feel like icks is like trending at the moment when people talk about their icks and they're so relatable.
Oh, totally.
100%.
Totally. We'll talk about ours and we'll talk about a couple of other people that we've asked around that are exactly that, relatable.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Okay, let's get into some red flags.
Yes.
What's a red flag that you've got that's like taken you back and you've realized it at the time?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I don't realize them at the time,
right,
which probably should. Mm. Or you take a moment back and you're like, that's a big fucking red flag.
Yeah, okay.
Something for me that's a big, big red flag. And it might not even be my experience, but I'll hear somebody talking about a new guy they're dating and I'm like, ooh, that's a red flag. And it's things like where they start speaking about their exes really badly, like, and they put all of the blame onto their ex. I hate that because it's like you got to take some sort of ownership on like what went wrong in that relationship. One of my good friends just started dating someone and I do not like him at all.
Oh no.
And it's so bad. And he's just one of those guys. And he fully was like, nah, everything was on her. She was a crazy bitch, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, but there's two sides to every story. You must have done something wrong. I feel like that's a red flag because I feel like if they were fighting, everything would be on her. So for me, it's a bit of a red flag, but find out a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And if you like loved them, you would have had, I feel like maybe that's me because I always say on the podcast how bad the exes were, but they were bad. But no, definitely there's two sides to every story. And I was not perfect, especially because I was so young as well.
But no, stupid. I don't think you talk badly about their character. You don't come on here and say,
oh, no.
They were like this, they were like that. But this guy fully does. Like she was a psycho. She was this, she was that.
No, I don't.
You can
think
say
they were
it
that.
Ended badly and it was because they were a bad person at the time. That's fine. It's different. But it's when it's like you're fully going into their character and speaking about how they were this, they were that, like going really into it. I feel like that's quite bad.
Yeah. It's like you're picking them apart.
To
as
your
a
new partner. Do you know what I mean? It's like you're trying to impress this person.
Yeah, that's
a red flag.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I feel like a red flag for me is when this is like a personal experience red flag. But it's when people like threaten you in a relationship. So like, you know how I was talking about before about the fighting?
Mm.
Like when it's like not a safe space to bring up like an issue because they're like, oh, let's just end it then. Like, let's just leave it there. And I have heaps of friends that have this same experience with guys that they've been with or with girls that they've been with if they're, whatever, with whoever that they've been with.
Yeah.
And they often feel like scared to say anything because the person always comes back with, oh, that's it, then I'm done.
Yeah.
But they're not actually done. They're just saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're creating a fight for no reason, for sure. That's like a big thing. I feel like that's so common. And I don't know, maybe it's because my workspace, I find I hear all this kind of shit all the time.
Yeah.
It's very common, but it's also like it's a control aspect of a relationship.
100%.
And that's huge these days. It's called coercive control. And that's like if you start hearing that, you know, you're dating somebody and they start going, oh, can I just check your phone? Like, I just want to start reading those messages. I want to make sure you're not doing this, doing that. Like, that is controlling. That is a red flag.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah, they're like the big time red flags.
That's a huge red flag.
100%.
Yes.
And obviously if you are suffering with some, or like if you're in a situation where you've got that, if you feel like you're being controlled, definitely reach out to a helpline.
For sure.
We're just more talking about like the fluffy.
Yes.
Kind of funny.
If you're just starting dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a red flag.
But that's hectic.
So we had somebody tell us one of their red flags, and I actually agree with this one because I think that if you're dating someone, so the red flag is you're dating somebody who's like in a like a big community of footballers, soccer players, or like a big sports club. And you know that they're just like footy trips. They're just, it's not a thing. You just hear so many stories. They go away, they get drunk, they do drugs, they do all of these bad things. I just feel like it's quite a toxic environment. And if you're young and in that kind of relationship, it's going to be like a party, party, party. But I think the older you get, the more of a red flag it becomes. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
18, 19, 20, it's kind of normal.
Like it is. Like, I'm going to say that might be the majority. Like, there's obviously, like, one or two people that aren't like that. But, yeah, I feel like there's almost this, like, footy boy mentality that they have. And it's, like, you can't – they're never available for you. It's always like, oh, I'm going to see the boys.
Yes.
The boys tonight. The boys tomorrow. The boys the next day. Yeah, I totally –
oh, my God, for sure.
I totally get that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you have any other red flags that you want to mention?
So I do feel like this is a bit of a red flag. I just find that if I was dating somebody and their mum was still doing their washing, still cooking their dinners, cooking their breakfast, coming over and cleaning their house, it would be a red flag for me.
Yeah.
Purely because when eventually if you got married, had kids, whatever, I feel like you would never have alone time. I just couldn't. I've got a friend that's like that and I'm just like, I could never be in that relationship. Could never do it.
Yeah, that's so
fair. It's a red flag for me if that was what I was dating at the start. Yeah.
I feel like it's definitely something you want your partner to be independent for sure.
Yes. Make your own food. Do your own washing. Cook clean your own house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like at a certain age, you should know how to do all of those things. And if you're relying on your mum to do it, it's a red flag for me.
100%. Another red flag, I reckon, is when they, like, when you first start seeing someone and they're like, they don't tell their friends or their family or anyone about you. And they're like, let's just keep it between us. That's 100% a red flag, I reckon.
Totally.
And the amount of people that tell me that that's the case, they're like, we're just keeping it on the down low because of this reason. It's like,
I don't understand that reason.
Fuck that reason.
Yeah, no. Or they say, a huge red flag for me is like, let's just see how it goes. Like at the moment, I'm not ready to commit to anything, but let's just see how it goes. Sleeps with them for ages and then says, I still want to see how it goes. You know it's not going anywhere.
You know how it's going. Be honest. 100%. Yeah. Because if you think about like when you started seeing your like boyfriend or girlfriend, like that, it all progressed quite, you know, naturally. And like you both were on the same page. If you're not on the same page, red flag.
Totally.
Leave 100%.
Totally. If you're into it, like, unless you're like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. But really, do you not care?
Literally.
Be real.
All right, what about icks? I feel like I've been seeing that trend go around on TikTok heaps, and it's like, oh, what is it? Well, we're going to do couples therapy. Me and Tim did it, and we're going to talk about our icks.
Oh, you and Tim, what's your ick?
It's a bit disgusting, but I will tell. Oh, I'll tell the podcast. It's when Tim constantly, he'll do a shit. I'm so sorry. If you're like eating or something, surely you're not. But he'll go to the toilet.
Oh, don't tell me he doesn't flush.
No, he flushes.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't, like, sometimes they fucking smell, hey?
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't spray and he'll leave the door open
whilst
he's doing a shit.
Oh.
And then leave it open after he's gone. So the whole apartment, like I'm not obviously standing at the door and can see him, but then the whole apartment, because we live in a 2-bed apartment, like it's not a big house. The whole thing will smell like a poo.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And then his ick to me was I don't stack the dishwasher properly, which is very true. I didn't grow up.
Is that an ick?
It is. He is OCD with this dishwasher. I do not understand it. And it's like all the spoons have to be together. All the knives have to be together.
Jesus.
And I didn't grow up with a dishwasher, so I just chuck it in the fucking dishwasher.
Same.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to spend. Don't come to our house,
Tim. It cleans the dishes for me. It's supposed to be out of convenience. Like, I'm not going to spend hours stacking it.
Why does it need to be old? I get maybe when it's done, it would be a lot easier just to chuck it away.
Yeah. But people agreed with that, to be fair. There were some people that really love a well-stacked dishwasher. What would be an ick for you?
Once I feel like I've got an ick, it's like a term for me that I'm just like, it's done. Like, I can't look back at that for me. So, big thing, and it's so funny because it's my sister's ick. So, and we were talking about it. I'm like, fuck, I couldn't agree more. But she was on this date and she was like, he's so cute. Can't wait to meet him. Blah, blah, blah. They went on this date. She's like, yeah, he was really nice. Smelled good. I think that's a huge thing. That's a big ick. Oh, pause. If they don't smell nice, ick. Big
gross. Ick.
Ick. That's gone. Bad breath. Ick. Oh, yeah. I've got so many. They're coming to me now. Anyway, so she was on this date and she reckons he got pizza.
She reckon he what?
He got pizza and she was saying, I can't without laughing because I was just picturing it and it's gross. And he was eating with his mouth open and she reckoned she could see all the like the cheese going around in his mouth and he's trying to talk to her at the same time and it's just all, I'm not doing that AMAD shit.
ASMR.
That's the one. Yep. I'm not doing that. But like all of the cheese going, ew, like close your mouth. You know what I mean? If you're trying to date somebody, it's just an ick. It's an ick. Don't like sit there with your mouth open.
That's
gross.
So fair. When you said Tinder, that just opened a door to like a whole bunch of icks and red flags. And because I used Tinder.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah, for like a while. And also like Bumble. And the biggest ick is when they say, hey. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I was expecting so much more.
No. Like, are you going to say, like, how are you? How's your day? But hey, like, I'm not responding to hey. Like, but, like, say something
that's
funny.
Not
like,
an have
ick. Yes, it is. Like, don't just say hey. Like, you want me to start the conversation? So I just write back, hey. Like, how boring are you if you're just saying hello? Like, come on. Like,
well, okay.
You need to say something, like,
tell me
at
this.
Least, like, funny, witty, or, like, just ask me how my day is.
Okay, but tell me this, you're out. And you see somebody walking towards you, do you expect them to come up and say something witty or do you?
No, but they've had time to think about it. They've looked at my profile. They've decided to swipe right. They have time to think about something. And also because you're not in person.
Yeah.
Like I'm not wasting my time replying to a hello. Like just at least say,
okay, so that's
how
a
are you?
You literally just said that was your biggest ick.
Okay, it's not my biggest ick.
Never say hey to Beck. She's not replying.
No, not my biggest ick. But I feel like if you're on Tinder, you can definitely relate because it's like you're trying to like make all these connections. Oh, not all these connections. That sounds bad. But you're trying to make a connection with a guy.
Trying to find the love, your true love on Tinder.
Yeah, and you spend time swiping. Oh, some people
do though.
Oh,
my God, how annoying. Your poor finger.
Literally. But like you spend time looking through these profiles. Yeah. And for someone, to come and just be like, hey. Like, I can think of something better, eh? We did get some truth cleanse questions relating to this topic. So if you don't know what truth cleanse is, it's basically the segment at the end of our episodes where we get you guys to write anonymous confessions and basically just get it off your chest. You know what I mean?
I'm actually becoming so obsessed with this segment because, one, everyone actually is doing it and that makes it so much better. You know how, like, sometimes you can ask questions and people, like, one or two people reply and you're like, oh, cool. But this one actually gets quite a lot and I think that they're actually so good.
Yeah,
so
they are. They're one super, of the faves. Super entertaining. There's some crazy, like, absolutely crazy ones.
And I haven't heard these ones, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, okay. All right. So we've got... So my partner cheated on me and he couldn't tell me why. A lot happened because of mental trauma from loss. I stayed with him and since it all happened, our relationship has never been better. I didn't tell any of my family or friends about it. I didn't need judgment. Am I crazy?
Oh, that shocked me. I wasn't expecting that.
Didn't that take a turn? Like
that
a
totally
turn?
Took a turn.
Yeah.
Okay, so one, he's cheated on you and you don't know why, but you stayed together and now it's never been better. Mm. Is that the kind of... And she didn't tell anybody.
Do you know what? For me personally, and me and Tim disagree with this, he reckons cheating's like done, I think. But, well, I think we haven't talked about it extensively. But I don't. I think if someone cheats on you, there's something going on in the relationship that's not like working, obviously. Like in some circumstances, this is. And I think that if you like cheat on someone once, right? And you know automatically that you've made this big mistake and you come to them and tell them, hey, this is what happened. You're like, you're honest and you're open about it. And then you maybe like that's what sparks that thing in obviously this person's relationship where they've said, hey, this is why this has happened. I'm feeling like this. And then they actually go together, work through the issues, work through the underlying issues. So that never happens again. And then their relationship's stronger.
But she just said she doesn't know why. So if she doesn't know why he's cheated, how can you fix it?
Oh, he couldn't tell me why. Yeah, you're so right.
So how are you ever meant to know? For me, if that was my partner, I would be forever freaking out or thinking, oh, like, are they going to do it again? Especially if I don't know why.
Okay, yeah. I changed my answer. If they don't have a reason why, then something's definitely up.
There's something up with that. And yeah. I don't know if I'd ever be able to trust them.
Mm.
I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I agree to a certain point. I think for me, cheating's like my biggest thing. I could never be with somebody.
Yeah, like I say that though, but if someone did, I don't know how I'd actually feel in the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's not to say because I actually know people who are in open relationships and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, all the power to you. I don't think I could personally do that just because there is that element to me where I'm like, oh, that's done. Like, that's too much for me. But I totally can understand the open-mindedness to it and what you just said completely. Mm. If you can have that open conversation and say, and you feel terrible about it and you actually know and you work on it and it becomes fine.
And then maybe the issue that the reason that you cheated on them and then you work out it can't be resolved, then there you go, done.
Yeah.
But maybe it can be resolved and then maybe you can come out the
and
better end.
And you do become better than ever. But I feel like this person's, one, doesn't know why the fuck
she
cheated on.
Yeah, that's a bit of an issue.
She's not told anybody.
No.
And so she's just holding this, but now it's better. Why is it better now?
I always have these questions after they say it, but I can never ask them because obviously
it's
anonymous. All right, let's go on to the next one. We've got, I've been flirting with this guy for years on and off at work. He has a partner and recently had a baby. The past couple of weeks, the flirting has amped up. He asked me for a drink and told me he's in an open relationship and would like to take our relationship further. What do I do?
Mm.
It kind of just touches on what we were just talking
about.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't trust that. Like,
that's
I think if someone's, I don't know. I don't actually know that many people in open relationships and I don't know anyone in an open relationship that's had a kid or like recently had a baby.
Mm.
To me, when I think of someone that's recently had a baby, they obviously like can't have sex, right? Because you've just had a baby and like you need that time. And if their boyfriend, husband or whoever wasn't being there for them and going off and having like, you know, an affair or something like that with another person, I'd be so pissed off. I would be livid. And I'm like thinking about that happening and getting mad.
You're like getting red in the face. Like,
yeah. Fuck.
I don't think I would trust them. I would not trust the fact. And it's hard because obviously there's all that flirtation and all that like sexual and energy and like chemistry that they're obviously building up at work. They're obviously spending a lot of time together. But I think that I just wouldn't be able to trust the fact that they're, and I wouldn't be able to live with myself knowing that I was sleeping with somebody
who just had a baby.
Who just had a baby with somebody else who obviously cannot have sex.
Yeah. It's almost like you'd want proof, but like, how do you get that? Like, oh, just,
hey babe, congrats on the baby. You in a relationship? Open relationship?
Yeah. Hey babe, just wondering, your husband wants to have sex with me. Are you kidding?
No, no, no. Yeah, that's an awkward question.
So awkward. Yeah, I just steer clear of that one. All right, next one. It's not really ick or red flag related, but it is relationship related. So okay. I have zero interest in ever having sex. Once a year would be ideal. Only issue is I have a husband with a very high libido.
Oh,
that's tricky.
Do you know there's actually, and I'm going to fuck up this term, so I'm not going to even try and say what it is, but there are actually people. Is it asexual?
I think so.
Yeah, that just don't have sex.
Is it? Yeah, we've got a clarification. Yeah. It's asexual.
That just don't. And I found it so interesting. It's so funny because I watched this, like, not documentary. It was like a docuseries thing. Abby Chatfield put it on Seven or something.
I saw that.
And she had this full conversation with people who are all asexual. And it's just so intriguing because I think it's so nice that there's a little bit more awareness to it these days and people feel comfortable to even say that because – back in the day, it was weird if you didn't have sex with your partner or you didn't want to do sex or whatever. And same for girls, same for guys.
Didn't want to do sex.
Didn't want to do the dirty.
That sounds like ball rat. Do you want to do sex? You know what I mean? Anyway, moving on.
But you know what I mean? I think that would be really hard. That would be really hard 100%. If you never want to have sex and then your partner has a high libido. Like, really, really tricky.
100%. And I feel like that's probably something that is quite common.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Because it's not really... like when you first start dating someone, I feel like there's more passion and like you're having sex more. Like I don't think I'm wrong in saying that when you seeing someone, like you're probably wanting to have sex more. And then
it's
as
exciting,
things,
yeah, it's new, yeah,
exactly. And then as honeymoon period starts to wear away, then you really like kind of. Maybe it's even a conversation. How would you have that as a conversation though? Like, this is how many times I like to have sex. A week.
Once a year.
Yeah.
No, but in saying that, like, it is a conversation you definitely need to have. And maybe there's other ways. And obviously we're not like people who are going to give real advice here. But if there would be other ways that you could probably satisfy your partner. If you don't want to have sex, is there other things that you could do with them satisfy, you know?
Yeah, I get that 100%. Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to go to. I know how many people listen to it, like my mom, your mom. I don't want to get too much into that.
Yeah, we're definitely
toys, get the.
We're definitely not qualified, but this is just our like 2 cents. But yeah, maybe even finding other ways that will satisfy them. Satisfy their needs, and just having a conversation because maybe it might be a deal breaker for either you or them. Do you know what I mean? Maybe that's something you really need to think.
Did she say she was married?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See, I feel like it.
You would know by then, though.
You would talk to your husband about.
But then it also might change over time.
True. That's a good point. That's a really good point, actually.
Yeah.
Didn't think of that.
We'll have to do this episode again and get like an expert on. Maybe they can give us some helpful tips. Because honestly, where I'm, you know, Tim probably does want to have sex more times than I do, but he just has to deal with it. Getting really honest on this podcast. Anyway, moving on.
Next one.
I find my guys, this truth cleanse just gets more wild everyone I go to. We'll leave this the last one. We'll make this the last one, sorry. So I find my girlfriend's sister a bit hot. Had a dream. We had a threesome. Yeah, it's a bit messed up.
Oh no.
Yeah, look.
Oh no, too many visions coming in my brain. No.
To be fair, like it's probably not. If it's your girlfriend's sister, unless you've built a relationship with her as like your sister-in-law or something like that, if it's like a new girlfriend and you've just seen her sister, it probably doesn't like it. There's no reason as to why you wouldn't find them attractive because they kind of look like your girlfriend. Do you know what I mean?
But what if they
to
don't?
Be fair,
what if they're
Tim has
like...
no brothers, so it's fine for me to like. I can't really draw a comparison. But
nah. For me, like. That would be really hard. If
oh yeah, it'd be weird. Like you,
it'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be weird. But you can think they're like pretty or like you
oh,
know
for
what
sure,
I mean.
For sure, no,
that's
no,
what
I mean.
I don't mean like you want to get with them, but I mean like you can appreciate that they're a good-looking person.
Yes, definitely. Look, I appreciate that they're just putting this off their chest and then they're going to move forward from this because you can never do that.
That is very true. This is the truth cleanse. So
let it out. Yeah. That's fine. Like at the end
and
of the day.
And it's gone now. Goodbye.
Yeah. Say goodbye to it. It's probably not going to ever happen. And that's a great one that you can just let go of now.
Exactly. And we're going to end it there.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure to follow our Instagram. It is at fitandfullofit.pod. Yes. And
our Facebook page as well.
Yes, for sure.
Which we'll be jumping back on this week. Actually, I've got a really exciting new workout coming up very, very soon.
Yes. Yay!
Not telling a date because it's like a Christmas special.
Oh, I love it. I love a Christmas special workout, yes, because you're always like at home. Like gyms are generally closed like, yes, those couple days around Christmas.
Exactly.
So I really get into those like, yep, home workouts. Sometimes I try and go for a run, but I hate running. So yep, let's do something else.
Let's try something else. So we're going to chuck that up. There's going to be some fun recipes. So make sure you do join us. Jump on the pages and we will see you next time.
We won't see you, but you'll hear us. I always say that too. Anyway, guys, we'll leave it there. Bye.
Bye.